The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware.
Welcome to the Music Room,
a program featuring a combination of new music and interviews with musicians from a wide variety of genres.
And now, the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Well, good morning, everybody. As Woody teased, I'm Amanda Richard here for the Music Room. We are going to have Heather Pearson on. She'll be appearing at the North Elk Coffee House this Saturday. And what we're going to do while we get her on the line is we're going to listen to something from her trio's brand new record. The brand new record is called Singin'. It came out this spring. The Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio will be appearing at the North Elk Coffee House on Saturday. And we're going to start things off with the second track from her new record called Singin'. And this is called The Get Up and Go on the Music Room on WVUD.
And he promised that he'd stick around.
Heather Pearson, thank you so much for joining us on The Music Room here on WVUD.
Thank you for having me.
And you've got to tell us about that track that we just heard from your newest record, Singin'. We heard the Get Up and Go, and Davy's cornet was just amazing.
Yeah. Actually, I think as an old woman looking back on my life someday, one of my proudest moments will be getting Davy out of retirement on his horn. Davy is a very talented multi-instrumentalist who started out as a young kid on guitar, but played the trumpet because I think his mom wanted him to play the trumpet in church and things of that nature. So he played the trumpet very faithfully for a long time, got into got into college on his trumpet performance, but then took up a degree in sound engineering, and he put his horn down for a long time. And then one day when I was at his house, we were just getting to know each other, and I knew he played all these other instruments, mandolin and dobro and all these other things. I said, "Is that a trumpet case?" Cornet, actually. And then I said, "Wow, you need to play that thing." So play it he does, and I'm very happy to have to be a part of that happening now.
We're talking about Davy Sturdivant, your multi-instrumentalist in the trio, and you also have Sean Nadeau on the bass in your trio. And, you know, some people might think it's crazy to do cornet or trumpet with American folk music, but to me that sort of goes back to, like, the mid-1800s. I mean, there was a lot of music that was done, traditional music that was done with horns or whistles.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Of course, the type of American music that really calls to me is jazz, in particular New Orleans traditional jazz, you know, from the 1910s and 20s. And yeah, I mean, there's horns all over that stuff. So that sound is one that just really, really appeals to me. And I'm so thankful that in addition to all the more Appalachian traditional folk instruments that Davy plays, he also, you know, can pick up the brass and blow. So It's great to have that color on the palette.
I always think of you as a folk singer because the first few records I got from you had a picture of you in your overhalls, you know, standing there with a guitar and stuff. But really, yeah. I mean, some of your earliest music experiences were with your dad, watching him and he just mesmerized you with his clarinet.
Yeah, and he was a guy that had terrible stage fright. He wouldn't perform. I mean, he would play in church, you know, if people really twisted his arm. But it was just really something that he did because he really loved the music, and he really loved to just sit, you know, by himself or with, you know, me and my mom maybe sitting close by, you know, and he'd have his ashtray and his Camel cigarettes and his beer or a glass of scotch or whatever, and he'd put on Pete Fountain and just blow along with it. He just loved that music so much, and it certainly, you know, did something for me, you know.
I get the sense that you have understood since an early age that music is supposed to be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And heartfelt too. For me, I don't want to say it should be heartfelt, but that's the way I experience it when I'm playing it, you know, is to really, no matter how I'm feeling, to just put all that aside, you know, when I sit down at the piano or pick up the guitar, you know, it's just that, just to be entirely in the moment and just to do what, you know, what the music calls for.
Now, the song we open up the show with, the Get Up and Go, that's one that you wrote.
Yeah. Yes. And I often tell audiences that I'm not exactly sure who the song is about, because it's definitely not about my dad. My dad was not a deadbeat gambler. So I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, songwriters, they write from their personal experience, and other times they write from, you know, they just make up some characters and try to figure something out about them. And in this case, that's what it was. It was just making up a situation and putting myself in the center of it.
Well, I think,
and how would I react to having a father like that? You know,
I think the drunken gambler is an archetypical figure in American folk music. There, this is a college radio station. I said something educational. Now you're touring all over the country, and I see that you've got some gigs come up in Texas. But one of them, I know you've had to cancel because of the hurricane activity down there.
But yeah.
You go all over the United States, don't you?
We do. We do. And in the last couple of years, it's just we've kind of been gaining more and more momentum. And I like to say I like to go where I'm invited and keep getting invited to more and more places, you know, farther afield. So it's great. You know, I'm just enjoying the ride.
I know in October you're going to be out in the Midwest in Indianapolis and Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and then Pittsburgh. I mean, it must be really different traveling with the trio rather than just traveling as yourself.
It certainly is. I mean, it can get lonely, you know. I mean, I've done my fair share of, you know, solo traveling, and sometimes it's nice to have time alone, to decompress your thoughts. But it does get lonely, and it's so great to share the road with these two. You know, I just think that what we're doing musically is, I mean, it's very special for the three of us, and we're just so thankful that, you know, other people in lots of places want to share in it as well.
Since Sean's the
very humbling and very gratifying.
Since Sean's the bass player, do you make him load and unload the truck?
Well, I do sometimes kind of refer to him as the Tetris master, because he does have a talent for figuring out how every little thing is going to get packed into small spaces. Yeah.
And he's
definitely better at that than I am.
Again, I just cracked up when I looked at your calendar and I see that in December you won't be playing in overhauls at all. You're going to be channeling Vince Guaraldi, doing a Charlie Brown Christmas a couple of times.
Yeah. It's become an annual tradition. This will be like the fifth or sixth year that I've been doing it with the jazz trio, which is Sean on bass, and then we have a drummer that we work with up here, Craig Bryan, just a fantastic drummer up here in Maine, actually, and we do a handful of shows every year just performing the music from Charlie Brown Christmas. And it's just a tremendous album, and just what a wonderful feeling that music evokes, you know, just not only in us, but in the audiences that we play it for. And it's just, I look forward to it every year. it's really great.
Is there any kind of music that you don't like? Your tastes are so eclectic.
Not really. I really am all over the map. I really love music, and I just, it's a language, you know, and there's so many different dialects of that language, and I find them all very fascinating.
We're going to play something next from your record, Motherless Child. I call it your blue album, though. That's not really blue, is it, Allie? You know, I'm holding it up to my student, Allie Delaney, and she's shrugging, and she's tolerating me calling it the blue album. That's more purple, actually, isn't it? But anyway, one of the favorites of some of the people at North Elk is this track, The Gumbo's Too Hot, that you wrote.
Yes.
Now, I listened to it, and I go, thank God I'm not trying to play this, because...
Yeah, well, I sometimes joke with audiences that when I perform this, that what I was trying to do was just to, for the musicians listening, it's basically just a 1-4-5 blues. But what I wanted to do was to pay tribute to two of my favorite piano players, who are Dave Brubeck and Dr. John. I was just trying to find the elements in their playing that I enjoy the most and use them in writing a 1-4-5 blues. And basically what that means is I wrote a blues tune that you can't dance to.
Because it's in five most of the time.
Yes. But not all the time.
I know. Well, it's a whole lot of fun, and I'm sure this will be one that you'll hear Heather Pearson doing at the North Elk Coffee House this Saturday. But let's give a preview to Heather Pearson doing The Gumbo's Too Hot.
but you done it all wrong. Yeah, the gumbo's too hot, but your biscuits are fine. Yeah, the gumbo's too hot, but your biscuits are fine. You're no good in the kitchen, but I'm glad that you're mine.
Yeah, the gumbo's too hot, Heather. Heather Pearson.
It is.
And from her record, Motherless Child. Is that, yes, that's Davey and Sean again with you, isn't it?
Actually, it's Sean on bass and then that drummer.
Craig Bryan on drums.
Davey was actually the engineer on that project. So he did the recording and mixing.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
What do you... When you're trying to address a new venue, how do you try to market yourself?
Yeah, it's hard, and I think in some places, some doors we've knocked on, they don't know what to think of us. But I think more often than not, I think we've been able to just to intrigue people just with the variety. You know, they just think, oh, you know, what the hell? Let's take a shot at this. You know, this is something different, and you know. Sometimes we joke that it's kind of like a traveling music store because between the three of us, we have so many different instruments on stage. And then, you know, we just sort of leap from one, you know, from one genre to the other. But but people do also notice, you know, what we hope to put out, which is just sort of a seamlessness, you know, that it's, you know, the thread through the whole thing is that it's a language that we feel that we enjoy speaking. And, you know, like I say, it's just all these different dialects, and why not expose, you know, people to all the different ways that music can be expressed. I think some people can be very conservative in their music tastes and in their views about, I shouldn't say especially in folk, but I think there can be some conservative views about what folk, quote unquote, folk music is. But I mean, we're all folks, right?
We are, but I know exactly what you mean, because there's some people who say, no, we've got to preserve it exactly the way it was played in the 1840s. Mm-hmm. And others say, no, folk is a process. The music always evolving.
Right, yeah. Just like everything else that's, you know, living, you know, in a sense, music is a living, breathing thing, and it evolves with everything else. I think there is a lot to be said for preserving certain kinds of music and being faithful to them. And I think that's a really beautiful thing, because I think there's a lot that can be learned from the way music was done in a certain time period. And yes, and I think there's room for, I wouldn't say improvement, but just, you know, tweaks on the old way of doing things, you know.
That's a very good way of putting it. I mean, when you're out in Pittsburgh, I don't know if you'll get a chance to see Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers. I mean, they have spent a lot of time putting out records that are trying to recreate the music that Sam Baird collected in Western Pennsylvania before radio took over. And it's really a great exercise to have it there, but you're exactly right. It's you have it there so you can hear it, but that's not the be-all and end-all of folk music.
Right.
You play a little bit of tenor banjo.
I do. Yeah, it wasn't something I ever expected I was going to be playing, but the more time I spent in New Orleans, the more I just fell in love with the sound of the instrument and also the role that it plays in traditional jazz, and I decided I wanted to get one. And a few of my friends, actually, once they caught wind of my interest, a few friends got together and chipped in and bought me a gold tone tenor banjo a few years ago.
Wow.
It wasn't Christmas. It wasn't my birthday. It was just this wonderful surprise.
Happy Heather
and,
Day.
I just started, you know, looking at YouTube videos, you know, tutorials and listening to recordings and just trying to get a handle on this instrument, because it's, you know, it's tuned in fifths.
Right.
You know, like a mandolin or a cello or a fiddle. And I had never played. The only stringed instruments I had played were, you know, guitar and ukulele. So I had a whole new bunch of shapes I had to learn and things. But I love it so much. And it's a great way. It's a really great way to further channel that really old New Orleans traditional jazz sound.
Yeah, it's a nice way of getting rhythm and percussion both into a track with just one instrument.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I had a question and it just fled my head. I wonder what it could have been. I'll just repeat that we're talking with Heather Pearson, who's going to be appearing September 16th at the North Elk Coffee House over at the St. Mary Ann's Episcopal Church at 315 South Main Street in Northeast Maryland. And the show begins at 7:30, but if you get there at 7:29, you'll be standing on the outside wishing you'd gotten there when the doors open at 6:45 to get in. I remember the question I was going to ask you. This is like perhaps the most pressing question of all. When you travel, do you bring your own piano?
I do have a keyboard that I travel with, yes, my trusty Yamaha.
That's not a piano, that's a keyboard.
It's true. You're right. So technically, I didn't answer your question correctly. No, I don't travel with a piano, but I do travel with a keyboard.
I forget who I was talking with who talked about she sometimes tours with a trailer and sometimes not, and that depends on whether or not the piano is with her.
It's amazing like how some people do, you know, the big arena acts and the Elton Johns of the world that travel the world with their own grand piano. It's amazing.
They have 50 people to set up the stage and tear it down and 2 days to set up before they play in town. You arrive in town that day.
Right.
And you have to go. So I'm sure that your trusty Yamaha will be just fine at the North Elk Coffee House.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we've got time to play one more track off of your new record. What one would you like us to play?
I think we should do the title track.
Singing?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is another one that you wrote?
Yeah, and it's funny. It was a song. Well, sometimes I joke that the reason I'm a songwriter is because I'm too cheap to find a good therapist. And this was one of those songs that I wrote. I didn't really ever intend for anyone to hear the song. It was just a song I wrote for myself initially, thinking, oh, this is a little too corny, this is just to help me get through, you know, this difficult emotional time that I'm having right now. And then I played it for Sean, and he said, wow, that's really great. And then I played it for Davey, and they were like, wow, that's really great. And then we just started working on it as a trio. And much to my surprise, you know, we ended up recording it, and now it's the title track of the new CD. So so there you go. There's the life of the evolution of a song.
Well, I think it's a great song. I mean, I of course love this record because it's got, you know, Merle Travis's Dark as a Dungeon on there. How can I go wrong with that? But
I love that song so much.
But this record of your singing, it just shows such variety, and I think people will really like the record if they pick it up, and they'll really like the show if they go to the North Elk Coffee House on Saturday the 16th. Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And here we go. Heather Pearson and Davey Sturdivant and Shauna do the Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio and singing on The Music Room on WVUD.
Dreams are best unchanged.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 New York.
For more information about this and other episodes, visit sites.udel.edu/TMR.
Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m.
for The Music Room on WVUD.